I think his shoelaces were too tight. Anyway, the Capri's there, and there's moon out tonight. Cold night to be mooning, I gotta tell you. A week from tomorrow night, gang, don't forget, it's the Looking Back Dance down at the Hotel Toronto. Yes, sir, Sunday the 14th, 6:30 till 11. And Craig Smith and I will be there. Tickets are available here at CKFM. 24 St. Clair Avenue West, second floor, regular business hours. They are also available at the Hotel Toronto, and they will be available the night of the dance at the door. If there's no way you can get in to pick up the tickets, you can pick them up at the door, and they are going pretty good. In fact, the other day, I was out in the lobby, just finished my show in the morning, and a fella came in, laid down $30 for two tickets, just like that. Now, the minimum donation is $5 for a ticket for two people. And you can lay down more because it's all for the CKFM Hotel Toronto Children's Fund for the Hospital for Sick Children. As I say this, a chap came in and said, "Hey, Dad, going to see you at the dance." Lay down $30 for a ticket for he and his lady. So that's kind of nice. So that's coming up a week from tomorrow night. Got a couple of things for you here. Ronnie Dove will be coming along with a song from 64. His first record, his biggest one. And it was done in Nashville, arranged by Bill Justice, a thing called Say You. And before that, we're going to hear from Pete Drake from the spring of 64, million seller. He was an incredible session man in Nashville. Did all kinds of stuff. Worked with Elvis, Perry Como, the Monkees, every branch of music. All the country stars worked with this fella. And this record featured what was known as the Talking Steel for the first time. So this is Pete Drake. Good stuff, Ronnie Dove, Say You. Two songs there from 64, and Pete Drake's Forever. Well, we pop back to 1959, now to Lloyd Price, who asks the musical question, friends, where were you on our wedding day? Lloyd Price. That's the original from 1959. It's kind of a strange album. There's some redos on the album and some original tracks, and that's one of them. Where Were You on Our Wedding Day? Back a number of years ago. We have played the odd song by them on the show, but they had a lot of hits. They got together while attending Hollywood High in the middle 50s. The group's members were Bruce Belland, Glenn Larson, Ed Cobb, and Marv Ingram. They received their initial vocal training in the school's choir. I was always intrigued by the name Ed Cobb because there was an old-time cowboy actor named Ed Cobb. But this young man is no relation. Anyway, they were singing at a dance at UCLA in 1956, and a friend, Howard Adelman, made some tapes of their performance, and he sent them to Capitol Records, the tapes, that is, without the preps knowing about it. Boy, with friends like that, you're okay. Capitol liked what they heard and immediately contacted the group, put them under contract. Their first national release came in November of 56, a thing called Dreamy Eyes, but it was not until sometime later, in fact, January of 1958, that they had their first really big hit, and it was all about trying to get across to Santa Catalina, called 26 Miles.
26 miles across the sea.
Well, I got to tell you, that's good stuff. I always liked the Four Preps. I can remember them back in those days when I was very young and just getting into business. And I was, 11 or 12 years old when I was working in radio. And if you believe that, the world's flat. But anyway, they were good. Of course, 58, 59, 60 was before the super groups and stuff like that. So they, as I said, had that Pat Boone image, the clean-cut image. They had a lot of big hits. And we've got a couple of three of them for you here in our spotlight. We got Down by the Station from January 60, Lazy Summer Night from August of 58, and Big Man from April of 1958. Down by the Station. I can remember them singing that when I was, not the Four Preps, but other folks singing that when I was very young, on hayrides and stuff. Strange what things run through your mind when you do this program. Anyway, we're spotlighting the Four Preps. And in 1960, August of 60, they had a hit called More Money for You and Me, and an ironically titled one in March of 62 called The Big Draft.
We have the Fleetwoods, a very successful group.
Woo! Oh, I remember that one. Son of a Gun from August 1960. It's the first of some medleys that they did where they sent up groups. More Money for You and Me, the Four Preps. That one got on the charts, too. And we have another one that we're going to do at a later date because we don't have time for the big draft right now in our spotlight tonight on Looking Back. Boy, time goes by when you're having fun. Anyway, coming up a little bit later on in the show, a bunch of requests and the top 10 songs from December 6th, 1963. So stick around, more good stuff on Looking Back here at CKFM.
The name game, Shelly.
Bum, 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 bum,
the name game. That's the second hit that Shirley Ellis had back in December 64. She did a lot of TV musical things, Broadway shows, and also had a great recording career back then. Speaking of careers, this next fella, before he started his singing career, did all kinds of TV shows, did the Jackie Gleason show, also appeared in the original Name That Tune. He won $25,000 and a contract to appear in the Broadway musical show The Music Man. Later was in a movie called A Hole in the Head, played Frank Sinatra's son, and his name was Eddie Hodges. And he had a hit in June of 62 with this one called Girls, three times.
My father looked at me one day, said, "Son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know, and that is, girls, girls, girls were made to love.
Start with the first, because you're not impressed. The second best, nothing but the first will do.
Christmas shopping hours are now 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. First Canadian Place Shopping Center at the corner of King and Bay Streets in Toronto.
Start with the first, because you're not impressed with second best. Nothing but the first will do. Come to this Canadian Place, and we have a best for you. When you start with the first, that's Canadian Place.
What do you like best about Scotia Pine?
The value.
The variety.
Oh, I like the people that work there.
They've been around a long time. That's good.
Terrific selection of styles.
At Scotia Pine, people like what they see and what they get.
For gifts with an old-fashioned charm, don't miss seeing the fine collection of colonial-style lamps and Rensic wall and table clocks. Great for Christmas giving and getting.
Scotia Pine, 1547 Bayview, south of Eglinton. There's a lot to like.
Well, all right, here we are back with more good stuff, and that's Jackie DeShannon with Needles and Pins from May of 63. Song written by Jack Nitzsche and Sonny Bono, and it was a million seller in 64 when it was done by the Searchers, but I don't know, I agree with our producer, Craig Smith, that the 63 version by Jackie DeShannon's got a little more soul, right? Yeah, a little more soul to it. Before that, the Everly Brothers from 61, their ninth million seller, Walk Right Back. Or as we say in radio, Walk This Way. Anyway, we move along now to Gary Lewis in the Playboys. He's the son of Jerry Lewis, who's been in the news lately. Real strange breakup of that marriage, anyway, Jerry and his wife. But anyway, Gary had a million seller with this record back in January 65. He formed his band in 64 just for parties and enjoyment and auditioned for and got a job playing for the teenage dancers at Disneyland during the summer of 64, and they had a big string of hits. And as I said, this one was big in January 65. this diamond ring. That's Please Please Me from Spring 64, The Beatles, one of the early Beatle albums. And Gary Lewis and the Playboys before that. Well, there's a song here by the original cast that was used in the movie Billy Jack back in 69. December 69 is when it was the biggest. It also kind of has some Christmas overtones, I think. And it's almost that time of the year. Anyway, Dennis Lambert, Brian Potter wrote this one. It's called One Tin Soldier. There he goes, the One Tin Soldier. The original cast, that's a toughie to get, according to Craig Smith. That's a hard record to find. Well, he ought to know. Anyway, we have some requests coming up a little bit later on the program. If you got some, we'd like to hear from you. I realize this time of the year is a strange time of the year to write letters, because of all the Christmas meal and stuff, but if you've got some requests, drop us a line. Looking Back, CKFM 24, St. Clair Avenue West, Toronto, M4V1L4. Mark your envelopes, requests, and we'll do what we can for you. And we got a bunch coming up a little bit later on. We got a letter from Barb and Nadia of Mississauga some time ago asking for some material, and we're finally going to do something for them on the show tonight, a little bit later on. Barb and Nadia out there in Mississauga. Yes. Anyway, don't forget, too, our Looking Back Dance coming up. Our Looking Dance Back, yes. A week from tomorrow night, the Hotel Toronto. Tickets available here at the station or at the hotel. And the night of the dance, they'll be available at the door. And it's all for the CKFM Hotel Toronto Children's Fund for the Hospital for Children. All right? So don't go away. More good stuff coming up here at CKFM.
Take the car, you take the subway to the store where we shop for jeans.
At Christmas time, the House of Strauss has gift ideas for everyone on your list and prices for every Christmas budget. Men's and ladies' shirts by Levi and Appleby, Levi's denims and cords in every style imaginable. Plus, you'll save on Sasson Kids cords, now just $17.95. Rainbow clean front denims are just $24.95. And Levi's 619 twills, regularly $27.95, are now specially priced at $19.95. You'll find these and many more specials at our house.
Our house. You know, the House of Strauss is our house.
There's a House of Strauss in Fairview Mall, Scarborough Town Center, First Canadian Place, Sherway Gardens, and the Eaton Center.
Today I'm talking about saving money with Peter Buckley, General Manager of ShopRite Catalog Stores. Peter, I've been reading this article in the Toronto Star on how to fight inflation. It says that the word sale is used so commonly, it has all but lost its impact.
Pat, you hear a lot about sales these days. It's hard to know what really is the lowest price. Say a store offers 40% off 14-karat gold chains. A smart shopper should always ask how high was the regular price to begin with.
Peter, where does ShopRite stand on sales?
We set our regular catalog prices so low, they're often lower than other stores' sale prices. You see, we believe in low unsale prices every day. And what's more, we guarantee them.
Unsale prices guaranteed?
Yes. If any advertised sale price undercuts our everyday unsale price, we guarantee to match that price within 10 days of your ShopRite purchase, as long as it's not an inventory clearance or liquidation sale.
Unsale prices guaranteed, eh? Next time, I'll try ShopRite first.
Well, come on, everybody. Join in the fun here at CKFM and Looking Back. That's Eddie Cochran. Got a little trivia question for you here. Yes, indeed. He once sang with Hank Cochran as the Cochran brothers. Were they related? True or false? Huh? Well, we'll let you know, see how you did with a little trivia question. You don't have to phone or anything. Just argue amongst yourselves, friends, in the privacy of your own home. Anyway, we'll answer that question after I said, We should have a little fun, fun, fun here with the Beach Boys. Well, all right, a little fun, fun, fun there from February 64 from the Beach Boys. I asked you that little question about Eddie Cochran and Hank Cochran, who worked together as the Cochran brothers. Were they related? Well, they were not related. How'd you do? Did you know the answer to that? You did. Well, if you did, put five little stars right on your forehead, friends. Okay, listen, it's time now, friends and neighbors, what you've been waiting for, the highlight of the show. Another one of those really weird novelty records from the 60s. You know the one we played last week, The Mummy? I had some folks say, where did you dig up that record? That's the second weirdest record they'd ever heard. Well, I don't know. They Bruce Dingwall, our all-around swell person and engineer type, does the research on these things for us. Actually, this one goes back to 1956, and it is so rare today.
How rare is it?
Well, it's so rare today, it commands a very high price for an original copy. That's how rare it is. And it was originally done by a group called the Four Jokers. And one of the members of that group, Jimmy Drake, re-recorded the song, or did it again, under a pseudonym, and had a hit version. And the song is called Transfusion, and it's by the pseudonym of Jimmy Drake, Nervous Norvis. Well, back in the mid-50s, the kids just went crazy over this one. And it was a top 10 record. But again, it's one of those ones, because of the strange nature of the record, a lot of radio stations, particularly in Canada, would not play it. So let's see if you remember this one, 1956. Now, remember, too, this was back when they used to do records in one take. Not the multi-track stuff that they do now, and they can put in a word and all that stuff. They just go in and do it in one shot. So here's Nervous Norvis in Transfusion.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Good heavens. Do you remember that one? Nervous Norvis in Transfusion from 1956. That's our novelty record for tonight's show. Well, we hit The Mummy last week, Nervous Norvis this week. Next week, friends, yes, indeed, the highlight of the show, we'll have the Ivy 3 and Yogi. Oh, here come the Playmates.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep.